Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Merry Christmas. I am sharing this episode early due to the busyness of the holiday. It's episode number 21 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is A Baby Changes Everything. I would like to read to you out of Luke chapter 1, given the account of Jesus' birth. In Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38, it states, "In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, 'Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you.' Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. 'Don't be afraid, Mary,' the angel told her, 'for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end.' Mary asked the angel, 'How can this happen? I am a virgin.' The angel replied, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son, and now in her sixth month. For the Lord God will never fail.' Mary responded, 'I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true.' And then the angel left her." Now, this was a reading out of the New Living Translation. The Bible doesn't give us Mary's age when this happened, but many believe she was a teenage girl or at least a young woman. Can you imagine the impact of this on someone so young? Now, all of Mary's plans were turned around with this announcement from the angel. Her engagement and marriage to Joseph would be nothing like she dreamed. What would she go through personally? What about with her husband? And not to mention what she's going to go through with others. I'm sure it's not going to be anything in the way in which she expected. Yet she trusted God and put her faith in him completely. My whole life was turned around too when God revealed to me the truth about Jesus' birth and how he came for the very purpose of going to the cross to make it possible for my sins to be forgiven and for me to have a personal relationship with God himself. In John chapter 18, verse 37, it lets us know that Jesus knew the very purpose for his birth. He knew that he was going to go from the cradle to the cross to a crown. In verse 37, it says, "Pilate therefore said to him, 'Are you a king then?' And Jesus answered, 'You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. and everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. So what truth are we talking about? Well, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 13 lets us know. It says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scriptures say, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between a Jew or Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. My whole life was turned around when I accepted this truth of his coming to the cradle, knowing that one day he would die on the cross to one day wearing the crown. I was lost, but now I'm found. This baby changed everything for me. I used to work for lawyers, and now I serve the judge of the universe. My plans became his plans. My dreams have been replaced and fulfilled in him. This baby, now Lord and King of my life, has changed everything. The direction of my life, the way I see myself, the way I see others, the way I see life overall has just changed completely. Of course, this baby is King Jesus, who reigns over all the earth, past, present, and future. I am so glad that he changed everything in my life. I just wish I had more time to tell you all about it. But I would like to read right now the lyrics and then play the video of the song by Faith Hill entitled, A Baby Changes Everything. You can go to our website given at the end of this podcast to see the actual video also in our blog section. Well, let me read the lyrics and then I'm going to play the song for you. And I pray that it will just bless you during this Christmas season. Now, here's the lyrics from Faith Hill's song, A Baby Changes Everything. And I'm telling you, my whole life has been changed by Jesus. And I pray that you will call upon him so that your life can be changed as well. Here's the lyrics. Teenage girl, much too young, unprepared for what's to come. A baby changes everything. Not a ring on her hand, all her dreams and all her plans. A baby changes everything. The man she loves, she never touched. How will she keep his trust? A baby changes everything. And she cries, oh, she cries. She has to leave, go far away. Heaven knows she can't stay. A baby changes everything. She can feel it's coming soon. There's no place, there's no room. A baby changes everything. And she cries, and she cries, oh, she cries. Shepherds all gather round, up above, a star shines down. Choir of angels say, glory to the newborn king. A baby changes everything, everything, every day, hallelujah. My whole life is turned around. I was lost, but now I'm found. A baby changes everything. Now listen to this precious video that tells of his holy birth.
Teenage girl, much too young, unprepared for what's to come. A baby changes everything. Dreams and all her plans. baby changes everything. Her baby changes everything. The man she loves, she's never touched. How will she keep his trust? Her baby changes everything.
I was lost, and now I'm found. I can bear witness that Jesus, this Savior, once born as a babe but now reigning as a king, is able to take and change everything in your life. I don't know what's going on in your life, and I don't know whether your dreams have been shattered or whether you don't even have any new plans going into the new year. But I can tell you this, that if you will ask Jesus to come into your life and be your Lord and Savior, to forgive you of your sins and to change your life, He will do that very thing. I pray that you will know without a shadow of a doubt how this babe, now a resurrected king, is able to change everything in your life as well. Until God brings us together again, I hope that you will smile and know that Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM like in Mary, FORJESUS.org to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.